I'm really pleased to be joined on the line by the General Manager of the Brentwood Care Centre, and it's Tori Pollard. Good morning.
Hello, how are you?
All right, I was about to say Happy New Year. It's a bit late, and we've already spoken already.
Do you know what? The time is flying, isn't it, into this very new year?
It really is. Now, tell us about the RCH birthday cake.
It is RCH's 30th birthday this year. And the homes have been challenged to make a birthday cake for everybody that we care for and for the staff, and we've had an amazing time. As we know, I'm a bit of a foodie, so wasn't allowed a lot of input because the residents all had such great ideas. But yes, we have created and designed with our head chef Adam a beautiful tiered birthday cake, which we will post pictures of online. It should go up tomorrow to celebrate, obviously, the 30th birthday. So everybody can see those on our Facebook page at Brentwood Care Centre. And it's a bit of a bake-off between all of the homes. So hopefully there'll be a little prize. But it is actually going to be judged by the Ray family, who are the owners of RCH. So it's been very entertaining trying to figure out what flavours, what shape we have, what colours we want on it. So a lot of thought by the people that we care for as to how they would want to celebrate the birthday. It's amazing. I'm sure it's going to be awesome. I've actually not seen it, but I just can't wait for tomorrow.
And has it got, is it a sponge? Has it got butter icing? What's, you know, flavours?
Do you know what? I'd love to tell you. I don't know. I just know that every tier is individual. We obviously have three floors in our home, and each of the resident groups on each floor chose what they would like. So they will then see, obviously, the finished article and then get their tier of cake to share, which is a really lovely kind of thing for Adam to have done for everybody here. So I am told that there is chocolate and there is strawberries and there is buttercream and there is frosting. You know, it almost came with dancing girls and all sorts of things, confetti cannons, you name it. Anything, quite honestly, is possible right now.
Oh, wow, and a nice cup of tea to go with it. You've got to have a cup of tea with a slice of cake.
Absolutely. So I'm sure it will be amazing. So we'll look forward to sharing the posts with it tomorrow.
Excellent, and we will give the details out for the Facebook page again. Now, dementia, you've got a dementia suite there. So tell us about the dementia strategy you've got at the Brentwood Care Centre.
So most organisations who are providing care for people that are living with a dementia actually have a strategy as to how they're going to care for those people, and not just in terms of the personal care that they will provide, but how they will support people to live better lives. And it's all about the lived experience, but also around the environment in which they live in as well. The RCH Dementia Strategy was formulated and actually agreed at the end of last year, and we're very fortunate to have been the pilot site for the Dementia Strategy within the RCH group. We've been working alongside Paul Smith, who is the Head of Dementia Care and Development for RCH. He's helped us to really look at the strategy and how we implement that in the home, and the whole thing is based around 28 core standards for different areas of kind of care and well-being for each person. It looks at the documentation that we use alongside the care that we provide, how we involve multi-professionals, families, relatives, and how we actually look after people within a person-centred approach. And one of the people that is really helping us to do that, and we're very fortunate to have had Mel, who is our new dementia ambassador, join us towards the end of last year. I've worked with Mel previously. She is an absolute lovely person, just a really gorgeous person. She's worked in dementia care for a very long period of time, and she's working with myself and Charlie, the deputy here, to embed that strategy into our care. And we've seen some huge changes in the dementia care that we provide here. We've done upgrades on some of the units in some of the bedrooms to make them more dementia friendly. So all of that has been going on, obviously, during this kind of period of lockdown, whereby we've been able to get some refurbishment and decorating done. But Mel's profile, again, will be within our Facebook page. We've introduced her to a number of the families, For those people that we're looking after living with a dementia. And you'll be able to read more about Mel, certainly on our Facebook page too.
And finally, we're going to get on to some, again, another lot of fantastic news. It's all been positive news today. The first lot of vaccines have been rolled out.
They have. It was amazing. It's been a really cautious time, and I think there's been lots in the news around vaccinations and who's had them and who hasn't and whether people could access them. And we were very, very lucky that certainly from the primary care network and through Tilehouse Surgery in Brentwood, that the residents and all of the staff here, me included, received our vaccines the past Sunday, so I think it was the 17th that we had them done. So 2.5 hours and 100 people vaccinated.
Wow.
An absolutely amazing effort by the lovely staff at Tilehouse. Dr. Oong was here with two of his staff. Charlie and I assisted the process. So it went really, really very well. We've had that first vaccination.
Yep.
So it feels like a really positive move forward in terms of, you know, one step further towards fighting COVID-19.
Yes.
And I know that a lot of our families were just, you know, really happy that we've managed to get that done and sorted. We're, you know, apart from the small needle that you have, it was a real lovely thing. And it brought a lot of the staff together, so we all had to come in at the same time. But a great Sunday morning.
Yes, and something to, you know, we've heard the figures on the in the news, which is shocking and very upsetting for people.
Absolutely.
That have lost, lost people. But it's a positive news that hopefully we can, you know, by the middle of the summer, we might go back to some sort of normality. Because obviously people are not able to see their families. And I know that you do your best to make sure during Tier 4 lockdown that people can still have the little Zoom chats and get in, you know. And you've also got the lodge for when it's in Tier 2, so people could be, you know, still carry on seeing their families, which is really important.
It is, and it's, you know, it's made a massive difference to, you know, certainly to the people that we look after not to have their families around. So we are doing everything that we can to get FaceTime. We've got WhatsApp groups. We've got all sorts of things going on to keep in contact, and we'll keep, you know, going with those things. You know, there is still a road to be travelled in terms of COVID and what that means to the home and obviously the families. But, you know, I think we have to have that positive outlook that there is going to be an end. It feels slightly closer than it was pre-vaccination. My best wishes to everybody who is being vaccinated at one of the centres in and around Brentwood. So we know that centres have been opened up. My dad's having his vaccination on Sunday. So good luck to him. But, you know, the vaccination was, you know, a way forward and certainly will help us in terms of managing the pandemic. We, of course, still need to keep going with, you know, kind of washing our hands and wearing masks and all the PPE efforts that we're doing within the home. But I think it, you know, in terms of mindfulness, it's given us a positive mind step forward. We don't feel like we're kind of sitting ducks maybe as much as we did previously. So with all the measures that we're now taking and the fact that we've had the first vaccination, absolute positive move into the new year.
Excellent. And you've got cake. You've got cake coming up as well, which is...
I just literally can't wait. I could explode with happiness right now just due to the cake. I can't wait to share the pictures.
Yes.
I haven't seen it. I don't even know what it's going to look like. So they've not even shared the designs with me. So I feel like Mother Hen waiting for the arrival. But it will be posted. As soon as I can get that up, we'll post the pictures.
And that will be on the Facebook page, which is the Brentwood Care Centre. You'll be able to find all the details on Facebook and obviously on the Phoenix FM website as well. Lovely to talk to you. We'll be talking again in another couple of weeks.
Yes, we will.
And you all have a safe and happy day.
And you. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, my love.
And you.
Bye. Bye. That is the wonderful team there down at the Brentwood Care Centre. That's Tori Pollard, and she is the general manager.